listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 3rd of December.
Rightio, that's Andy's go. Here's Mike to take care of the sponsor stuff and we'll be right back to hear what year Andy chose to remember that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
Late, Ham. Late in the year.
And you knew still at school.
You knew we didn't like December, so there was not many years to pick.
Smart boys.
Of the 15 or so years we get to choose from, only 5 years that we did a show.
Okay.
But I want to only concentrate on one year.
Beautiful.
December 3rd, 2010, the last show we did of the Thank You Tour.
Was this our final show?
Our final show at the Sydney My Music Bowl in Melbourne.
Wow.
Several thousand people came. We don't know what the number was because it was kind of
open
slather, but, you know, between 7,000 and 10,000
Enough people came to not embarrass us, which was awesome.
Yes.
I mean, that was the real – that was as soon as you were like, yes, we're over that point, everything else was just icing.
Guests included John Farnham, who hadn't performed for a while, which was amazing. Daryl Braithwaite came out and finished the song with Newton Faulkner that started Pink.
That's right. Didn't Daryl Braithwaite pretended that Newton Faulkner was his son?
Yeah, so Newton Faulkner, who had performed I Hate Mondays.
Yes, he, that's why it goes, he's my dad to do it.
He started the song via video link and then broke down within the first verse, started crying, said, it's too emotional for me because it's such an important day. I'd like the song to be completed by my dad, Daryl Braithwaite. And then Daryl came out and great work, Daryl, but he didn't know the song.
In his head, he would have been going, I have a song called Horses that I could play right now that is much better than this song and I could get this crowd up and about. Would you like me to do that? Would you like me to do my song?
Can you please do this song written by our mate Hawks?
I have 50 years experience. I could do Horses.
So can you remember, I mean, you two obviously performed. I want to get to that part in a second because that was a big week for us with regards to that. But who was the first act of the day?
Jeepers. Who was the first act? I mean, it was a hot ticket, real hot ticket.
Michael Painter.
Was it? Yeah, that. Well, yeah, I remember that now. But
yes, and that was what we found because to put everything in perspective, when you're putting together shows like this, you want to lock something in. And when they're bigger names, they take a long time to come back to you. And this is all due respect to Michael Painter, lovely guy, good singer. But he had a song called Love the Fall.
Yep.
Which, Mike, can you throw us a bit of Love the Fall?
Don't know it. I've never heard of
it. Can you put it in Spotify there? And let's just see if it jogs anyone's memory.
I thought you wanted me to sing it.
No.
That's never happened before.
That's why I was so confused. What if I die?
This is Mike Painter?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep, I know. I mean, it's good energy. Gets a crowd up and about. That's it. Oh, there's a bit of evanescence here, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Mm. So that's Michael Painter. He came out and blasted that one to everybody.
Not what I was expecting to hear there.
Really get the day going. But when you are putting together events like this, we would always – I felt sorry for our producers, Sam and Carly and that, because we'd – and Katie at the time, we'd be going, who have you got? Like, it's our last show, who have you got? Because it's not our job to get the guests. And they clearly have been trying really, really hard. Yeah, it must be the same feeling that, you know, Celebrity SAS Australia or any Mars Singer in that field where the network go to the production company, who have you got?
Give us a whopper.
We've got Toadfish. Like, all right, okay. But, yeah, who – like, you know, anyone else from overseas?
Oh, and then they go, you know, it'd be good. Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, ask him if he wants to do SAS Australia. He might not, though.
So I think what would have happened, again, with all due respect to Michael Painter, is that he would have been an early lock-in.
Early lock.
We've got someone, we at least know there will be music, will be played. And then others started coming out of the woodwork to be there for our final show.
That day was also the last ever Fred Bassett.
Yep.
I was put in stocks. You had me put in stocks and pelted with tomatoes.
As you tried to read the famous cartoon.
Now, it turned into almost like a stoning of a witch. Like it was a violent, buckets of tomatoes. Yeah. Not as overripe as I would have.
No, I thought they were.
And I was like, hey, can I get goggles, like ski goggles or something, just for a bit of protection? That kind of got filtered out and I ended up getting like those hard plastic lab glasses. As people were pelting me with tomatoes, and really when someone's in the stocks, there's nothing but a headshot.
Yeah.
Like that's it, your head's sticking out the stocks. I'm trying to read Fred Bassett in my head. Immediately, like, I just get covered, like, it gets blown out of my hand by tomatoes and I can't see anyone. I'm going off memory. And they're pelting me with tomatoes into my head, but it's just digging the hard plastic into my head. And their glasses shattered. So then they're, like, spiking into my head as people
are... Hey, man, a nice print outline of these goggles as we did our final photo.
And then I'm like, keep the vibe up, have a good time. You're like, oh, man, I actually got a lot of pain here.
It was a fun week, but exhausting week.
It was.
And you two performed as a surprise to everybody, including us. We started in Perth. We did Subiaco Oval, then went to the Adelaide Oval, a free event. People, anyone could come and watch these shows. And we had great acts all the way through, up to Brisbane in the gardens up there. And then we moved inside to Horden Pavilion in Sydney because it was been raining so much before getting to Melbourne for the final show. And if my memory serves correctly, it was the Monday of when we're in Perth where Sam first says to us, our producer, you two are in town. They've heard about it and they may be interested in coming on the show.
That was it. It was like they'll be in town, but it has to be a surprise.
And they won't perform. That was the first thing. They will not
perform. True. They were like, oh, they want to come on and just say, hey.
Just do an interview.
Just say hi. Just be guests, which is still huge.
Huge. But we were going, it feels weird for them not to perform. We've got all these other performers.
It's sort of a music show.
We're in a performance venue, one of Melbourne's leading ones. And they're like, no, they won't perform. And they'll only come on if the idea is good enough. So guys, think of an idea and then we'll have to run it by them. And if they like the idea, they'll come on.
Yep.
So it felt like an odd brief for us, didn't it, as we got on a plane to go from Perth to Adelaide and we were throwing around ideas. And I think you came up with the idea going, hey, their show was actually in the press for being very expensive at the time. Now tickets are way more expensive. But I think it was like $120 or something.
Yeah,
and everyone was like, this is outrageous, but it was a huge show. So we would do a song saying that our show is better than theirs, it's less expensive, bag them out and basically do a diss song on you two, and the idea was they could come out and interrupt us during the song.
That was it.
So we threw this back at them on the Tuesday. It was on the Wednesday in Brisbane that they said yes. So we're finding room for it to in our show. But they said if anyone finds out, it has to remain secret.
This is the most amazing part. They were like, you can't tell. This has to be like three people. This loop, no one can know. And if it gets out, we just won't come and we'll pretend you made it up.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't say that, but they were like, we just won't come and we'll be like, we don't know what you're talking about.
So Adam had to be surprised. So it was you, myself, Sam, and our boss, Dave Cameron, and Jack, the only people that knew. Even in our own team.
We could have cut Jack out of that in hindsight. Well, we could. The loop could have been smaller.
No, because we used him. Because there needed to be a sound check for you two. We were like, you're going to have to sound check all of you two's instruments and stuff. What are you going to say you're doing if people are going to catch wind? So we pretended that Jack's band from high school was playing. Right.
Ah.
So we told everyone in the office, everyone at the venue that Jack's playing in Last Chance. So
that's what it was, yeah. So, everything we're on every run sheet, Last Chance.
Last Chance performing. Jack's high school band. People throughout the day are going up to Jack going, hey, mate, are you nervous? And he's like, no. And like, gee, Jack's pretty cool. Having to play. Jack said he had the best day because he's getting all the adulation for performing in front of several thousand people by music ball, but he never had to perform.
Because all you two's instruments were there, obviously, like they stay on stage. And I remember someone telling me afterwards, like, the roadie or whatever does the check. So they're like, all right, we're going to do Last Chance sound check. And they were playing like a U2 lick. which was just someone just thought, oh, this guy can play a good guitar. Like he's just playing, like he's just like, oh, okay,
yeah,
that's just a fun thing this guy can play. And then afterwards they're like, now I realize that was U2's roadies actually checking their instruments.
So wow. On Wednesday, so we're bloody excited, but again, it's a big secret. And on about Thursday, they were saying they were going to play Vertigo, I think, and then their new song, mm-hmm. their new song. We're like, that's great. They can play whatever they want. It's awesome that they're playing. One thing that Bono had said, he's like, or their team, said that we wanted to check with John Farnham first. We knew it was big that he was coming out to
because to this week, it was the whole thing had been about this is our goodbye. John Farnham's famous for doing goodbye tours.
Yeah,
we'll never come back. John Farnham did that several times. Yeah. Turns out we did that several times.
Yep.
So that was the joke. Like that was the – and it was huge to have Farnsey
do it. It was awesome. And then I thought an amazing mark of respect from you two and their people to go, hey, we want to check with John Farnham whether he's comfortable first.
Yeah, they were like, we don't want to steal the limelight here.
Which we found kind of funny because if Farnham had said, oh, I'd prefer them not to, that would have been
imagine John, the godfather Farnham going, no.
Make it
disrespectful. Make
it so he says yes, which is obviously nice of him. And he rocked it. It was unreal hearing You're the Voice. But we get there and they were going to arrive at 3:30. And the one other thing that you two said was they wanted to meet us before we went on.
Yes.
So it was Pants Off Friday. We had no pants on.
We did not.
We were in Admiral's outfits. We were wearing different outfits that we'd worn across our journey and it was the tall ship adventure we chose. So we're in this kind of,
like you know, 1800s.
But with no pants on. And we go down to the dressing room, we knock on the door, we open and there's at the edge, Bono and the other guys. Larry and Adam. And we like, hey guys. And they're like, oh, this is a surprise. And we then have to quickly explain what Pants Off Friday is.
Did Bono take his pants off?
No, I don't think so.
I've imagined an underpant on Bono.
So we said, hey guys, we're going to sing this song about how much we're better than you. You guys come out and interrupt us. And they're like, yeah, okay. And then we'll then you do your first song. We'll have a little interview, and then you can do your new song. And I remember the two things I remember from that conversation. It was pretty exciting meeting you too. But the two things: first one was Bono says we're not going to do the new song. We're going to play Desire. And I was like, I could feel you and I both going, oh great, because that's better than the new song.
That will be more well known at this point.
At this point, and we said, oh, what, are you sure? And he leaned in and went, always leave them with a hit. And I was like, well, that's cool. Always leave them with a hit. And then he said, I've got one other question. He said, what if they boo? What if they don't want us out there? Because we're talking about this diss song. And you went, hey, you're you too.
It's okay, guys.
It's going to be okay. And it's funny, no matter how big a band you get,
I know they were.
They're in a different environment. And it was like, definitely our crowd.
They were like, if we've misread this, we don't want to be jerks.
Yeah. And we're like, it'll be fine. So we're singing this song. You're saying that your mum's glasses are better than Bono's. Sunglasses are better than Bono's. And other side of those jibes. They actually, you two put up their own video of the side of events. And it's funny, we had this go at them and the crowd laughed and we kind of paused and waited for a laugh. And Bono looks at the edge going, oh, gee, maybe, you know, that vulnerability of are they going to, but is going to come through.
These guys are really set the stage to go, how much we hate you. Yeah. Well, anyway, would you please welcome you too?
But when they came out, it was
amazing. I still remember that. Like, I think just because no one really knew what to do. Like, some people got it immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to other people afterwards. They were like, we thought it was impersonators. Like, we thought it was the next bit of the joke. And then, like, it was such a weird representation of like hive mind.
Yeah.
Because it was just, you could see the wave of people, if suddenly everyone was like, that is you two.
And obviously, most of our careers, it's just you and I in the box chatting to each other. So you're not used to having thousands of people there. And to see the mixture of shock and then a click, oh my gosh, that's you two. And as you said, Ham, the wave up of sound, it just kept growing and growing and it went nuts. My brother didn't come to the last show, was busy at work, and he loves you too. And I didn't even want to tell him. I said, hey, you should really come to the last show. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm flat out, man. I'd love to be there to support you. I was like, no, I think
Roof Carrier? Roof Carrier Systems?
No, my brother, Cam Lee.
No, but he did work at Roof Carrier Systems, didn't he?
Yeah, but this is he's working a web agency by now.
Okay, just wondering. I mean, it was 12 years ago.
That's true. And then he got it. Like I said, I really think you should come. It's going to be pretty awesome. And I remember the text message. He was listening to the show while working and then heard it. Like, oh, my God, I've missed this. But it was an incredible moment. I remember Katie, our assistant producer, being quite upset with us because we hadn't told her, which I can understand that being a reaction where you're like, how come I wasn't trusted with this?
Probably she heard about the Jack thing. She was like, oh, my God, Jack
found out, man. But we're about to listen back to...
Jeez, I've never listened to this never since. Never
have I. Yeah, no. So this is actually...
Well, I'll just do my quick...
Yeah, do the
sponsor. Oh, of course, sorry. That's what I meant. I've never listened to this sponsor. Yeah, but this is my
looking
favorite.
Forward to it. Well done, Mike.
Thank you.
This is... I think, I'm not sure where it's clipped up from, but I'm guessing it's when we're singing a song and when they
come
out.
We are better than you two.
Yeah.
The 3rd of December, 2010.
And so Friday, it's Hamish Andy driving you home for the My Music Bowl. It's part of the Thank You Tour. Thank you so much for coming down. There's still a few spots at the back if people want to make their way down here from Melbourne, Ham. And, join us online at hamishandy.com now.
They didn't show.
Guys,
just to bring you up to speed, you know, U2's in the country at the moment, everyone knows that. Mm. And we said, listen, we know you're at a concert tonight. I know a lot of people are going from here to the concert.
Yeah.
And even people that still want to go, I think there's tickets still available if you want to. But I don't know if you should, because we said, look, guys, come down, but you've got to be here at 4:25. Like, that's the challenge.
Yeah.
And we sent them an email.
Even if they came early, we wouldn't have minded. But...
come early, just come for a chat, whatever. It's 4:26. You two didn't show.
Boo.
It's all right. We've still got John Farnham. It's still going to be an amazing show. Yeah. You know, we're not letting it get to us. But if you'll indulge us, it's actually kind of a silver lining here that you two didn't show.
Yeah.
Because it gives us a chance to sing our brand new song entitled We Are Better Than You Two.
Mm. More like Boo Two.
Yeah, they were right, but they'd be Boo Two D Two.
Song's better than that.
You know, you two sings about bloody Sundays,
but they never do it standing in their undies.
We've looked at all the evidence you really need to know.
You made the right decision by coming to our show,
cause we are better than you two. We've really looked into it and it's true.
We are better than you two. It's a harsh but fair message to Bono and the crew.
We're better than you two. Oh.
Yeah.
You two charge for tickets, Hamer. What about you and me?
Well, I don't know. Andy, let me check. I just checked. Guess what? Ours is free. It's on the house. Trust me.
Sure, they've sold a billion albums or so, and they're the best band of this age.
But they didn't have the guts to show up on this stage.
Which means we are better than you two. We sent you the invite, so where the hell are you?
We are better than you two.
Now Haymu's wrapped to take them to school.
Well, knock, knock, who's there? Guess what? Not you two. Because turning up is not the kind of thing they like to do. Don't believe the hype, they're just a bunch of slackers. Giving a bad name to Irish backpackers. If it's such a beautiful day, then where are you? Probably catching leprechauns or eating Irish stew. The thing about us is we're the best. You couldn't even handle one simple request. Ooh, I need glasses to cut down on the glare. Well, guess what, Bono? My mum has that pair. We are better than you two. Hamish Andy for the win, you two in the sin bin. Take that, you two, in your face. We are better than you two.
We've given you the facts and that is true.
Hamish, we are better than you two.
Better than you two.
Oh,
we
no.
Are better than you two. Better looking and taller too. We are better than you two.
Hamish and Andy, you're our crew.
Oh my God, it's you too!
For everybody at home or in their cars or wherever you may be around Australia, the tough news for us to swallow right now is that you two have arrived and all do it a little bit late, but...
Andy, what do we do? They've really caught us red-handed here.
I feel silly, I feel stupid, I'm quaking in my boots.
Why don't we, Ando, let's...
Okay, guys, just a little bit of hush for a second.
Okay, you two, I don't know how much of that you heard. We were just singing a song about how we're better than the website YouTube.
Yeah.
And then you came out, and that's all I really remember.
So,
Welcome to the show! Hope you don't mind me taking a knee in front of you
I like that, actually.
As a disciple of yours. Just make sure, she should know that... Well, you can do it with my plastic sword if you really...
He's being knighted.
I'm being knighted.
I think it's time. I think should we knight Hamish and Andy?
I'm walking across everybody.
Would you mind?
I'm taking...
An Irishman is to knight Hamish and Andy. I might add I'm an honorary one myself. But
Not since we bought lordships online from onlinetitles.co.uk have we had such an honour. But I think Bono knighting us is better.
This is big for me, and as I'm not that big, when I say the next thing, I'm not asking you to arise. But I knight you, Hamish and Andy.
Yes. Bono, thank you so much.
Good remembering.
The song was actually better than I thought it was going to be.
And now listening back and putting yourself in you two's shoes, which of course we didn't really at the time because we were just shitting ourselves.
Yep.
You don't want to come on after that song. You don't want to go on here. Just these guys ripping into you and everybody like, get
them. And then, they performed so brilliantly.
You too.
It was just
that
unreal.
Was wild. Being on stage, I know it sounds very obvious, but they're very good.
Mm.
But to be... We watched a lot of music acts on stage. Not unusual when you do a lot, a radio show, you sort of stand side to side, you see people perform. We've seen a lot of great performers, but something a bit different about being on stage with you two in front of thousands of people, just watching them, just going, oh my God, this is, we're on stage with you two, just standing here politely watching them in our underpants.
We finished the show, Mike, and they'd obviously left to go to their show, but it was about 6:15, and you and I are pretty exhausted. It'd been a big week and the adrenaline and everything. We wandered back to our dressing room and there were 4 cans of Guinness.
Oh, amazing.
And a little note.
For free.
Wow.
And a little note that said on a little postcard that just said, the world belongs to 2 guys called Hamish and Andy, Bono, Edge, and the other guys. pretty awesome.
Pretty fun. And then finally, this is real. We were like, let's just go full throttle here and lose touch for a moment. Andy and I'd always said that when we finished radio show, we're going to go to Vegas for 3 days. And so we went to Las Vegas the next day, really hungover, staggering to the plane because we sort of the whole team went out. We all celebrated. Yep. We had a fun night that night. I remember we're staggering to the plane That just moment stands out for me because we got on the flight and they give you newspapers on the plane, and on the front page of the newspaper was us being knighted by Bono as we took off to Las Vegas in our cheap suits, and we're like, fun.
That's a fun time.
A good way to finish.
So cool.
Great remembering, mate.